land of peyote and saguaro, and the Rangers too. It's Rhines and Grego from spring training in Arizona on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Go. Oh, we're back.
Yes. We have a little bit of NCAA tournament talk, but not what you're thinking on the way here. All right, how's our auction doing so far? Mike Ray Davies or somebody back there?
Wow. 2,300. That's not enough. That's good, though. Hey, that's very good.
But it's not enough.
Hey, that's very good.
We're off to a good start.
Hey, I'm very proud of them in the past 6 or 7 minutes. Going up $2,000.
Let's set our goal at $1,000.
I want to set it at
$1 million. Well, Corby, we've already exceeded that because we're already at 2,300. You know what I want to set the goal at?
What?
$5,000. I think that's a very reachable, very attainable, very worth it goal.
Tax deductible, isn't it?
Tax deductible.
Wow. Yes.
$5,000 is what I want.
So if you need a nice $5,000 tax deduction, here it is.
God, if I paid taxes, I'd buy the team.
Yep.
You don't pay taxes?
Y'all do? You guys pay taxes?
I certainly do.
I don't.
Yeah, Ryan doesn't get paid, so he doesn't need to pay. He doesn't need to pay taxes.
It's an altruistic venture for me, man.
I'm rich, 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 so I pay a lot of taxes.
Then why are you wearing an FDIRS shirt?
All right, let's stop down now for a little. And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels, I'm thinking.
And whoever buys our team runs will get to hold that Jack Daniels cup if we win.
They certainly will.
Which we won't.
No, we won't.
We'll win that. But we certainly thank Jack Daniels.
Right. Thank you, Jack Daniels, and thank you for sponsoring E-News. And also, this is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Coming up April 2nd at the American Airlines Center, it is Prince.
Anybody here going to that?
I'd like to. I might. This Wednesday, though, a more pressing matter, like tomorrow night at Nookie Alive, Perfect Circle.
I'll be there.
A Perfect Circle at Nookie Alive tomorrow night.
Oh, you're out here.
And Jerry Seinfeld will be at the Fair Park Music Hall April 2nd and April 3rd.
I'll be there.
Texas Tickets has wonderful tickets for those and just about anything else you might want to go to. They're at 214-696-8001. Always remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality, totally screwed up lunch, and then engaged the open door policy today. How much more of a big mess can he possibly make?
So to speak.
We'll find out during entertainment news with Cobra. Hello, Cobra.
Hello. This is a story that I am very happy to report. Not because I hate the woman, it's just she's kind of become a caricature of herself, and it's time that she sought help for her problem. I'm speaking of the extremely fat Aretha Franklin, who is in a Detroit hospital for a, quote, undisclosed health problem. I can tell you what the problem is.
Go ahead.
Boobs are too big?
She's fat. That's her health problem.
Nobody hates the fat worse than Corby.
Nobody.
Is there a photo of her on that story?
Yeah, there is, but I don't have it. It's on the internet, and it is shocking.
Shocking thing about it is?
What?
The size of those mammaries.
I know.
Elephant.
She is. She's the size of an elephant. She looks like a seal. She's got just layers and layers of lard. Who hits that? Because someone's hitting that because she's Aretha Franklin. It'd be like having sex with a waterbed.
Now that's abrasive.
Oh, look, Corby Dolphin. Swimming up for a minnow.
Let's do that again.
For a minnow?
Yeah. You have to feed him and then he'll go away.
Spinning a ball on his nose.
So we've got the Corby Dolphin.
Right.
The pterodactyl.
The pterodactyl.
The pig.
What about the Wakaw?
Wakaw!
What is that?
The Corby
Eagle?
Yes.
That's the ticket. That's the Corby Ninja. God. Well, did y'all see Chan Ho Park down there in the...
Yeah, yeah, and his bonsai gear.
Yeah, he put on like one of those bonsai headbands. I thought he was about to throw a star at me or something.
I would have stopped it.
Thought he was doing shtick for the amusement of his other teammates.
I did too. It was funny. So a crane went out to her home, picked her up, and lugged her to the hospital.
Nobody hates the fat more than Corby.
Hey, she is out of control, man.
Well, she's rich. She might have a problem. She just decided that, you know, she didn't want to exercise anymore, and she just wanted to eat her way into her golden years.
She's only 62. I thought she was older than that.
I didn't think she was that old.
Oh, you didn't?
Well, she's in her 50s.
God, so she was just a baby when she was singing those songs in the 60s, wasn't she? Like, wasn't that like 63, 4, 5, 6, something like that?
No, a little bit later than that.
Okay.
That was about 67. She can sing.
There is no question about it. Has one of the greatest voices of all time.
She's the queen of soul, man.
God.
Well, I wish her well. I hope she's okay. I hope she doesn't have any serious health problems.
And she's helped to solve Rwanda's milk problem as doctors are milking her at a record pace.
Why are you doing that?
Why can't you just hope that she's okay? She's a
First
human
of
being.
All, how do you know Rwanda has a milk problem?
I don't. Hey, I hope she's going to be all right. Give him in, oh, Mike.
There you go. There you go, boy.
Swim away. Oh, there he goes. Oh, dear. So we're all holding a good thought.
Yes, we are.
For the reason. Queen of Soul, yes.
Yes.
And that's E! News.
Big,
what are her songs besides
lady.
Respect?
Well, she had...
She Did Me Tonight?
No.
Steamboat Willie.
No.
She had Since You've Been Gone. She had Chain of Fools. That was a big one for her. She had
Respect.
I Say a Little Prayer for You, which is another song that...
Say a little prayer for you.
Where are you going to?
Oh, she did the theme from Mahogany.
No, no, she's Diana Ross.
Oh.
And a whole slew more. Let's not forget Freeway of Love.
Oh,
back
yeah.
in the 80s.
That's huge.
Remember that when she had a flat top?
She did have a flat top. Boy, she was on the cusp of getting big.
Yeah, she
too.
Was a woman of size then.
Now Danny, every time he sees like a girl who's getting ready to be big, like potentially, and she's walking with a guy, we'll walk past her and Danny's like, better hit that tonight, dude, because tomorrow you may wake up with a big fat lady.
It's true.
You do that?
Yeah. He advises everyone who's dating a woman of medium size to hit that tonight.
No, you're getting to hit that now.
You may wake up and boom.
It happens.
Splat-am.
That's abrasive.
You guys are just
boom!
Too hard on women.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No.
It's mostly him.
As long as they get in the gym and exercise and keep their weight below 105.
Some people can get in the gym and they still can't lose weight.
Can't they?
Yeah, that's true.
There's always... fasting.
There's ephedrine.
Yeah, speed.
Or ephedrine.
Coke, heroin.
Ephedrine.
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 Studer. For the extremely large heifers, ephedrine.
What else?
Well, you bailed me out of a ditch just then.
Yeah. Whitney Houston's spiritual advisor says that her drug problem is the result of living a high-pressure celebrity life.
What the hell can be pressure-packed about that? You've made so much money that you don't have to do anything anymore.
Everybody loves you.
You don't have to. If you can say, you know what, I don't like the record business. Mm-hmm. I don't like touring. I'm not doing anything. Again, all I'm going to do is just jet around to all my houses on both coasts and just raise my kids and just do whatever. What is pressure about that?
Nothing.
Why didn't she just admit that she likes doing dope?
Wait a minute. Her spiritual advisor's name
is... Well, first of all, if you have a spiritual advisor, you're an idiot. That's first of all.
His name is Prince Asil Ben Israel.
Uh-huh. There you go.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
He says, when you got the demands of the press and the demands of your
you
public...
Don't, you know what? You don't have those demands. All you can do is say, I'm out.
You're trying to take a pill to stay up and one to lay down. I can totally understand
no,
how she got
no,
into this.
No, you don't have to do that.
It's that kind of lifestyle.
Walk away from it. Just tell everybody, you know what? I'm not recording anymore. I'm not touring. I'm out. I'm retired. I'm done.
Hey, I understand. I do the same thing.
By the way, she said she does not have a problem with pot or coke. It's prescription drugs.
It always is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you think if someone just floated a line right in front of her, she wouldn't snort that up?
Well, what is a line?
Yeah. Define line.
Coke.
Cocaine.
Right?
You mean like a Coke
line,
cola?
Or you
snort it?
Oh, my God.
Have you ever actually seen this?
Well, in film, yeah. In theory.
I think they were using that in Scarface, weren't they?
Yes, they were. That was cocaine.
Okay.
Cocaine.
Okay,
by the way, did you guys see the picture of her being checked into that rehab center? What
Isn't
she look
real
like?
Skinny?
Oh, my God. It's disgusting.
And you know what? When she first came out...
Gorgeous.
Oh, stunning.
Needed a boob job.
Still but, looked good.
Yeah. Hot. Hot.
And now she's like Karen Carpenter.
Yeah. I said last week she has Otis Nixon head. She has like those...
She does.
Those lines that start, you know, near the corners of her eyes and come all the way down. Remember what a witch Otis Nixon used to look like?
I don't totally think he looked like a witch.
He was gross looking.
Jutting out chin and looked like he didn't have teeth.
He always looked like a skeleton with skin.
Yeah.
To me.
Didn't he have a coke problem, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
So if you do a lot of coke, you have Otis Nixon head?
Yep. Yes, you do. Mm. I'd rather have
well,
Otis...
What do you think of it? Just about every woman out there could use a little boobage work.
A lift, tuck.
Something. Implants.
Morgana yeah. doesn't need a boob
Maybe a
job.
Little reduction in some cases.
Aretha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Morgana. The Johnny Cash film is going
you,
to be
Robot
shot
Corby.
In June. And it will star Joaquin Phoenix
as
Johnny Cash.
Now, who is that?
Joaquin Phoenix? Did you ever see Gladiator?
Gladiator?
No.
He was in 8mm?
Yeah. He was...
You didn't see Gladiator, Mike?
He's
I don't think so.
With no. Russell Crowe?
The big movie about gladiators?
No. Didn't.
It's a good description of the film.
Do you like movies about gladiators?
Then go see Gladiator.
You didn't see... you don't know who Joaquin Phoenix is.
I don't think so. What else has he been
River
in?
Phoenix's little brother.
Justin, type in Joaquin Phoenix in IMDb.com.
He's been in a lot of
he's
stuff.
He's been in tons of movies.
And he's good.
Did you see...
He's good.
And he might be able to pull this off.
The M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie that came out last year?
Yeah, with...
Signs?
Signs?
Yeah.
He was the guy in Signs.
He was Mel Gibson's little brother.
Yeah. That lived in the house with Mel Gibson.
Oh, okay.
You know that guy.
Yeah. All right, I know who he is now.
Okay. Forget it, Justin.
M. Suge Knight Ramalam.
And starring as June Carter Cash?
Britney Spears.
Reese Witherspoon.
I'm immediately interested because of her.
She's a great actress.
And hot as hell.
Yes, she is. And by the way, was there anyone hotter than June Carter Cash back in the day?
She was good looking.
God, she was smoking, man.
She was good looking back in the 60s.
Wow. I love that skunk hair she had. You know what I'm talking about? It was like multicolored and real cool looking, kind of big. God, I thought she was gorgeous.
Indeed.
Really?
Yeah, I meant, yeah, you didn't.
I thought she's good looking, but
I don't know if I've seen her from back then.
What are you looking for?
Oh, yeah, there's a picture of Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, yeah, I know who he is.
Oh,
okay.
I've seen him.
Yeah,
I've seen him.
It's been lots of movies.
All right,
yeah.
I haven't seen any of them, but I know the name.
Let's see. Signs,
trash.
Buffalo Soldiers, Quills, Gladiator, 8mm, Clay Pigeons, great
Haven't
movie.
Haven't seen one of them.
That Clay Pigeons, one of the most underrated movies ever.
Great awesome. Movie. U-Turn, the Oliver Stone piece of trash.
You can say that again.
And
U-Turn, was that the one with...
Sean Penn?
Sean Penn.
Yeah, it was bad. It's real bad. And that's what I was talking about. Okay, let's see. What else do we have? Robert Pastorelli, Greg. Remember he died a few weeks ago?
Yep.
It has come out that the Murphy Brown star had a syringe right next to his arm as he lay dead.
Diabetic.
No. Good guess. They're guessing it was a speedball.
It got Belushi.
What is that?
It got Jimi Hendrix.
That's cocaine and cheese, Mike.
It is a cocaine and heroin combo platter.
You know, it seems to me like,
I believe that got Farley as well.
Seems to me like if you did that, you'd just stay normal.
Right.
Have you ever seen that?
Why are you asking me? You grew up in that time when drugs were fun, free, and easygoing.
I know nothing about fun.
Because I've never seen a needle. No lie. I've never seen a needle in my life, like a guy with a needle.
Have you ever seen a speedball?
Well, that's what that is. It comes in a syringe.
It does?
Yeah, you shoot it up. No, I've never seen that. I'm scared to death of that stuff.
And the boop boop.
There's Mike on speedball.
And the boop boop.
We also found out last night there's such thing as a dope ball.
Yes. No, it's just a ball of dope.
Oh, a ball of dope.
On Deadwood, if you guys, you haven't seen it yet, Greg, but...
Dope?
The guy can either get, like, a whore or a ball of dope, and he chooses a ball of dope. I think that was the option.
Not a bad choice, too.
And what is that?
Give me the whore every time.
Over the ball of dope?
Yeah, I'd rather have the whore.
And unfortunately, fellas, that's entertainment news. It was very exciting today. It was a pleasure working with you.
It was a real blast today. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit of NCAA basketball.
But
this is not what you think. In fact, I don't even know how to tell anybody what this is about.
A little bit of comedy relief, isn't it?
I suppose. I threw out something on the NCAA tournament yesterday, and apparently it really irritated a lot of people. We will take you through that next here on The Ticket.